You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Texas Rangers are entering somewhat of a crucial part of their schedule. Not that every game isn't crucial, but it's getting up to be stretch time, and the Rangers are still in first place, but have a lot of challenges ahead of them. So let's talk about that with T.R. Sullivan. I am Allison Footer. T.R., first of all, the first thing I want to talk to you about is Derek Hollins, because I have been talking to you about his rehab and recovery for over 2 months, and so I am so happy to see that he actually pitched in a game. And I know that the Rangers did not win that game, but still, it was a very solid start. He had to have been very encouraged by the outcome of just his start.
Yeah, it was big, Allison. You know, the Rangers have a spot in the rotation that's been kind of tough to fill of late, the last couple of months, while Holland and Colby Lewis have been out. You know, they've run Kyle Loesch in there, and they've run Lucas Harrell, and tried a couple other things. Get Holland back out there pitching well, getting swings and misses with his off-speed stuff, you know, throwing strikes with his fastball. Yeah, it was a huge first step for them and a huge step for his confidence. So, yeah, it's a loss they can handle just with looking at the results that Derek gave him.
Yeah, we've been talking about how they needed to sort of get through August, piecing together just the rotation until everybody could get healthy. Holland being back, they after this last game with the Reds, so they go home. They have a four-game series against the Indians. Then they have the Mariners. They play the Astros soon after. This really is a very crucial time. What about Colby Lewis? I mean, is he next? Is that the next piece to this rotation coming back together?
Well, you know, getting Colby back full strength would be a big boost for the Rangers. He's still got at least two more. He's got two starts to go in the minor leagues. He's going to pitch on Wednesday night tonight, and then he's going to pitch on probably Monday, and then they'll reevaluate him there. So, but, you know, we've still got A.J. Griffin and Martin Perez in the rotation. So, you know, Colby is not as dire as getting Holland back. They just needed to get one of them back as quickly as possible. And Derek was a little ahead of Colby, and he's back. And that was a big first step. Getting Colby back will be great, too.
Yeah, for sure. So very interesting to see that they signed Carlos Gomez. Of course, the Astros released him, and it didn't shock me that somehow the Rangers were going to pick him up. I think this was the first time that the Rangers had an acquisition in a while that probably didn't bother the Astros so much. But still very intriguing, especially since the Astros and Rangers are going to be playing each other a little bit coming up here. What happens when he joins a team? And I know that's coming soon. There seems to be maybe a platoon situation that's going to come elsewhere. Tell us how that all shakes out.
Well, they believe Carlos Gomez will not be the player he was in Houston, that he'll be the player he was in Milwaukee, 2013, 2014, or close to it. They believe he can play left field for them or right field. They believe he can still has bat, still has speed, still can throw the ball, catch the ball. They believe this guy can be an impact player for them. That he wasn't in Houston. You know, he'll play basically Desmond will play center. Gomez will be the other corner outfielder. And they got when Nomar Mazara plays against right-handers, and Gomez will play left. When DeShields is in there against left-handed pitching, Gomez will go out to right field. And he'll kind of switch back and forth, depending on whether it's DeShields or Mazara in the lineup. But, you know, the guy's got to show he can hit. The guy's going to show he can still be an impact player.
Yeah, it really wouldn't surprise me if he did do well. It was very baffling what was happening with him in Houston, because he still just seemed to have still skills, and, you know, he kept himself in shape. He had the right attitude when they sent him down the minor leagues to quote-unquote rehab. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I think he'll have a little extra incentive now that he's playing for the Astros division rival.
Yeah, and the other thing you brought up, I mean, this is a huge homestand for the Texas Rangers. I mean, you're right. They got the Cleveland Indians coming to town. They got the Houston Astros coming down. They got the Mariners coming to town. This is about as big a homestand as they've had. You got the team with the best record in the American League, and they got the two guys trying to chase them down in the West. I mean, you know, they can't be fooling around here. If Gomez can play, he better show it quick. Otherwise, you know, there's a possibility the Rangers end up this homestand in second or third place in the American League West if they don't play well.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is big for them. And just one topic that is not really related to the team as it stands, but Josh Hamilton, I think there was some ripples yesterday when the Rangers unconditionally released him or put him on unconditional release waivers. But they still have an interest in him in the future. So for those that might not understand how all this works, they can you kind of explain why they had to put him on release waivers now and why they would still maybe want him next year?
It's a very simple rule. If you release a player after August 31st, then he can't play for you until May 15th the next season. So if the Rangers would release him on September 15th and then re-sign him to a minor league contract, even if he made the team in spring training, he wouldn't be able to play until May 15th. So by doing it before September 1st, what they could do is they could re-sign him to a minor league contract, and if he makes the team out of spring training, then that's great. I mean, there's a lot of hurdles going on here. I mean, this guy still has to get healthy. He still has to show he can play baseball. He still has to pick the Rangers because he is going to be a free agent. And, you know, he still has to make the team in spring training. So there's a lot going on here. But the biggest thing, the reason why this is all possible is because the Los Angeles Angels are picking up the vast majority of this contract. As long as the Angels can do that, then the Rangers can manipulate this in their favor.
Yeah, that's amazing. The Angels are paying him. The Rangers release him. They may want to sign him next year, or he could be playing for somebody totally different, and the Angels are footing the bill. What a game that we're – what a fantastic industry this is. Just so fascinating. Okay, thank you so much, DR. I will probably see you soon, so thanks for your time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.